What is practice? Well, I think for many of my pupils, if not most of my pupils, it's something to be feared and resisted. They don't really feel they want to go and do any practice on their guitar when they get home. It's not the first thing that comes into their mind when they get home on the day of their guitar lesson. If you want to get somewhere with the guitar, then you have to develop regular habits, and the habit you have to develop is to play the guitar as often as you can, basically. If it's something you want to learn, then you have to work at it. Nothing in this life comes easily. All the successful people you see in the world, in whatever field, musically or in any other walk of life, they've all strived for years, working hard at what it is they want to achieve. And you have to adopt that same mindset if you want to play a musical instrument. It's no good just turning up to your lesson once a week for half an hour or whatever it is and playing a few tunes you played the week before and not really improving them. You've got to put time in at home to make it happen and to get to the point where you can play them well enough that it's really a pleasure. And that's the point. Practice is not really a very pleasant thing in the early stages. It's not even pleasant for those of us who love playing the guitar. I mean, when I have to practice a piece of music that I hardly know when I'm first learning it, I have to go through just the same procedure that you do, that I have to look at every note, work out what it means, work out how to play it, and then when I've established what it is I've got to do with my fingers, then I have to go over the routine, whatever it is, whatever notes there are to play, many times, carefully with the right fingers, and I have to listen to what I'm doing, and I have to make sure I'm using sensible fingers. In fact, it's a case of having to explore the music and work out what's the best way to do the fingering. That takes time. It all takes time and effort, but it's a constructive and creative thing to do. And once you get into the habit of seeing it that way, instead of thinking of it as a chore, oh, I suppose I'd better do my practice because the teacher told me to, and he'll know I haven't done anything if I get to the lesson next week. And he'll tell me off. Well, I don't usually tell people off because 90% of my pupils, to be honest, 90% of the time, they don't really do anything like enough practice, what you could call proper practice. They might go through the motions reluctantly, but they're not really. You can tell from the progress or lack of progress they make that they're not really, their heart's not really into it. So how can we change that? What is it we have to do, we teachers, to get you pupils to understand the meaning of practice and realize that practice is not a dirty word. It's not a terrifyingly awful penance or punishment for having been bad. You're going to sit down and have to practice for half an hour every day. Well, you don't have to practice for half an hour every day. What you do need to do is get into your mind the idea that, hey, I want to learn to play the guitar, and I've had some fun with it already. It's quite fun in the lessons when we play things and it sounds nice. I've got to realise that I need to do that on my own. And doing things on our own is not something that appeals to many people. We're a sociable species, we humans, and we like to be doing things, having fun with other people. Well, now this coronavirus issue has come about, we're having to manage to self-isolate in many cases, so we're having to be without people, we're having to make our own amusement, and this is something which is not something that many children or indeed adults have experienced very much. We live in a world with lots of gadgets, obviously, television's been here for a long time, radio even longer than that, and now the whole world of computers and the internet and all these wondrous PlayStations and Xboxes and so on. And not to mention people's phones, we waste our entire lives on our phones and our other illuminated gadgets. So, how to change this mindset? How to get into a habit of doing regular practice? Well, it's kind of simple. You just have to develop the habit. And how do we develop a habit? Well, we say to ourselves, we want to do this, we'll make a routine, we'll do it regularly, and we'll think about it every day. And make sure that we have a routine, a time, a place. It doesn't have to be a specific time at any day. It doesn't even have to be in a specific room. But it does need to be something that you're constantly aware of the need for you to include in your life. You basically have to make space in your life for it. You have to make space and time in your life in order to become a guitar player. So the first question you have to ask yourself, how many hours are there in a week? Well, I can tell you there's 168. That's quite a lot of hours. And all I'm really asking of my pupils is to allocate something in the region of an hour or two a week. Now, I don't mean sitting down for a whole hour or 2 hours playing a guitar non-stop. Even I don't do that very often. Well, actually, come to think of it, I probably do. But you don't have to do that much work. But what you do need to do is a certain amount. And I, as I say, an hour or two a week in total. I mean, that can be split across the 7 days, of course. So we're only talking about like 20 minutes at a time. If you can do more than that, then that's great. What's more important than the actual practice is how you do it. Now, it won't be effective if you're just sitting there a bit grumpily thinking, oh, I suppose I better play these scales and I suppose I better go through that thing I'm working on for grade two or whatever it is. If your heart's not in it, you won't get anywhere. You've got to be thinking, I really want to try and improve this. How should I go about that? I know, I'll just really look at the notes. Remember about what these numbers mean. They mean the left-hand finger numbers. Yes, I understand that. Oh dear, I've forgotten how the rhythm goes. Never mind, I'll just practice playing those notes anyway with the right fingers like it says. And then I'm sure to make some progress and then the teacher can put me right with the rhythm next time we meet. So you have to be responsible. It's something you take upon yourself to do, to practice. I mean, let's face it, nobody ever learnt anything if they weren't at all interested in it. And if you're not really interested in sitting down and doing some practice, and if it bores you to death, and you'd just rather be doing something different, then perhaps the guitar is not for you. Having said that, here's a funny thing. I absolutely love playing the guitar, and I have done since I was a teenager. It's been, well, it's been what I do mainly. For the whole of my life, and I'm now 75 years old. I think I started when I was about 15, so we're talking about 60 years I've been playing. I still love the guitar. I'm totally passionate about it. I love writing songs, singing songs, playing the guitar, playing all kinds of music. But there are still times when perhaps I have a spare moment, a half hour or two to spare, and nothing particularly pressing. And I think to myself, I could do some practice now. And then I think, oh, I can't be bothered. I think I'll just put the telly on and look at the news again, or I'll just see if I've got any emails, or I'll check my bank balance or something. So we're all lazy, aren't we? You know, even those of us who are absolutely passionate about playing the guitar, even we can think, oh, I don't think I'll be bothered. I can't be bothered to get it out of its bag. Now, there's an important point. When you get home from your lesson, the first thing you should do is take your guitar out of the bag. If the guitar's out of the bag, beckoning you in the corner of the room, it'll be looking at you saying, play me, come on, play me, I'm lonely here. So why don't you respond? Pick it up. So when we pick up the guitar, what's the first thing we do? Perhaps this. Just playing across the open strings, and oh, that one sounds a bit wrong, doesn't it? That sounds a bit flat, it's slightly out of tune. How shall I tune it? Well, there's various ways. The most obvious one is put your tuner on, clip it on the end. I think you've all got tuners. I'll just do that now. So, putting the tuner on the end and switch on. And I can see it's a little bit flat. So this is the top E. It's showing red on my tuner. And the little pointy bit, the sort of needle that points to the naught, is not quite pointing to the naught. And it's actually red as well, the whole colour. So now I'm going to just gently turn the knob and keep plucking all the time. And here we come. And now that needle is pointing right to the naught and it's completely green. So that's in tune. I'll just check the others. I think they're pretty close. Yeah, that's B. That's all right. G, that's a little bit flat. That'll do. And a touch more. So even the art of tuning, even with these wonderful electronic tuners, it still takes concentration and effort to do a good job of your tuning. You need to tune regularly. Every time you play the guitar, you need to check the tuning. Every time, I mean every time, because they do go out of tune a lot, especially with changes in temperature. So like if it's a cold day and you've taken your guitar somewhere in the car and you get back into the centrally heated house, it will be out of tune for sure, one way or another, because they respond very much to changes in temperature. And they also get out of tune just from the strings stretching and from actually using the guitar and playing it. I think I've sorted the strings now, they sound about right. So what are we going to do now we've got it in tune and we're sitting there? Well, we've talked quite a bit about how to sit in the lessons. You basically need a footstool under the left foot. Sit on a normal dining room chair or something equivalent, possibly a sofa, and I hope you all have a music stand or some way of displaying your music so that it's not a case of your mum has to stand there holding the music in front of you or something. I don't think she wants to spend half an hour doing that every day. So make sure you're organised. I mean, this is common sense. Get yourself a routine, get organised. Another way to be organised, another thing you need to think about is, what are you going to do with all those sheets of music Mr. Hume gives you? All those bits and pieces of sometimes laminated things, sometimes whole books, sometimes loose sheets of paper. Get yourself a folder, get it organised, get it all in one place. And if you're working towards exams, which most of you are, put all your exam music in a particular place within that file so that you can easily find it. It's a big incentive to practice, or it helps to make you feel motivated to practice if you've got a folder. If you think, oh, I know where my guitar folder is, it's all in the one place and it's all nicely catalogued, I can easily find what it is I'm supposed to be working on. If you've just got a crumpled heap of papers inside your guitar bag, which believe me, most of my pupils do have, then that's not a good start, is it? That's not a great way to be. You need to be organised. This applies to the whole of life, but it particularly applies to a musician trying to be a musician, or rather a would-be musician trying to become a musician, which is what you're supposed to be. Let's go through what might be perhaps a typical, if there's such a thing, a typical practice session. How do you begin? Well, a good way to begin is just to play a note. I'm just alternating the right hand fingers here, the walking fingers, across the top three strings and then back. A little exercise to warm the right hand up, and so on. Then you might play a scale. The obvious scale is the very first one up that all my pupils learn, the easy scale, which goes G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Simple enough. Make sure you use the correct left-hand fingers. Second finger for A on the second fret of the third string and the first finger on C when you come to it, and so on. So G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and back down again. If you only have 2 minutes spare time some particular day to do your practice, then just do that. Play the easy scale a few times up and down. It just refreshes your memory about where the notes are. It's good if you can think and say the letters of the notes as you play them, and also be aware of your fingers and whether you're using the right ones on both hands. Then it would be appropriate to play some tunes. If you've got any tunes that you can play from memory, it's quite nice to play them just to get you warmed up. I mean, the simplest one that my beginners usually do is Twinkle Twinkle. Most pupils over the age of about 8 should really be able to learn a tune like that within a week or two of starting lessons. It's really very simple. Yes, it takes a while to get to play it fluently and confidently with a good sound, but you should be able to make some sort of attempt at Twinkle Twinkle right from the word go.